April 26, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Why doesn't God act? Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this Sunday. Help me to connect with you, know your peace, and honor you in all that this day brings. Read Psalm chapter 35 of David. Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and armor. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to me, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit, to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord, and delight in his salvation. My whole being will exclaim, Who is like you, Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good, and leave me like one bereaved. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning, as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief, as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Assailants gathered against me without my knowledge. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at me. How long, Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages. My precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the throngs I will praise you. Do not let those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Do not let those who hate me without reason maliciously wink the eye. They do not speak peaceably, but devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. They sneer at me and say, Aha! Aha! With our own eyes we have seen it. Lord, you have seen this. Do not be silent. Do not be far from me, Lord. Awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness, Lord my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, Aha! Just what we wanted, or say, we have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, The Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant. My tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praises, all day long. Reflect. Have there been times when you felt the need to pray as the psalmist did in verse 17? How would we handle the sort of provocations that this psalmist encountered? Here is a man who loved the Lord and did his best to live a life that honored him. His one desire was to be left to worship the Lord in peace. But that was not to be. His security was shattered by enemies who attacked him at the slightest excuse, or none at all. It was not just one or two miscreants, but a whole gang of them, tearing at him relentlessly. He was in grave danger of being overwhelmed and reduced to a laughingstock, or worse, by his enemies. It is normal for such a man to appeal to God for help. It actually surprised him that God did not intervene on his own accord. Why do you think this is so? Have you ever felt like this? Quite rightly, he requested that God should plead his cause and rise to his defense. However, as often happens in the Psalms, he did not stop there but went further, much further. He prayed for the utter rout and ultimate destruction of his pursuers. Do you think he was justified in the circumstances? Thank God we are well placed to come up with a better response to such blatant provocation. God has made the one who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We have both his teaching and his example to guide us. He says we should love our enemies and pray for them. In addition, he gives us the power of his Holy Spirit to enable us to do so. Apply. What is your response when God seems slow to meet the needs you bring to him? Closing prayer. Thank you, Lord, that because you know and you care, you always act in my best interest. Your timing and provisions are perfect.